You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose for Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your earbuds or AirPods or stereo speakers, however you're listening to this. You're doing it because it's part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day or night or long night, depending on when you are listening to it. I'm Ryan Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com, back with you for another week. This is a long night for me. Just finished catching up on Game of Thrones so I can interact with everyone. Spoiler free, because, yeah, there are three spoilers in there. And I don't care about Avengers spoilers, so whatever. At least it means I can go on social media and interact with people again. And there were plenty of things to interact with in regards to the Blue Jays over that weekend series against Oakland. Wins, for one. Toronto's officially 6-0 against Oakland in 2019. They're 500. They're 14-14, which I don't know if anyone thought that the Blue Jays would get to 500 at this point, but I mean, hey, we'll take it for sure. But anyway, the main thing we're going to talk about, at least in the first half of tonight's show, is obviously going to be the main attraction to the fans from last weekend, and that was, you know, the guy who we celebrated for 2 days on this podcast last week. That would be Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And watching him, I'm thankful that I didn't see any send him down, he's not ready yet tweets or anything like that, because Vladimir Guerrero Jr. performed pretty much like a 20-year-old. Would a very good 20-year-old, but a guy who's, you know, just experiencing major league pitching for the first time. He ended up going 3-for-12 in the series. He has a .250 batting average heading into the upcoming series against the Angels, and I mean, that's a good start. It's a better start than a lot of the Blue Jays had this season offensively, but it shows that, you know, he's not gonna set the world on fire yet. He had some loud outs. He had some deep fly balls that just did not have the power behind them to get out. But again, he showed just how much he does have to learn at the major league level, and that's gonna take some time. Like, I'm thinking of one at bat in particular, that one he had on Saturday against Liam Hendricks, where Hendricks threw a wild pitch in that same inning, and then he went and swung at a slider that his dad in his prime, sure, totally would have gotten, but 20-year-old kid just got absolutely handcuffed by. So, you know, I think we can dial back the whole he's going to hit like 30 home runs in just 5 months. I think we can possibly dial back the whole 300, 290 thing too. Like, yeah, he's hitting .250 to start. That's a good start. But he's still going to have to learn, and he's going to face teams with better pitching staffs than Oakland, because Oakland is still running 42-year-old Fernando Rodney out there. You can't tell me that is, you know, the cream of the crop when it comes to pitching. So yeah, it wasn't an apocalyptic debut, but it wasn't the deified savior that a lot of fans were expecting. So, you know, take it as it is. And I think it said something that he was pulled for the pinch runner twice in those three games. Alan Hansen coming in to replace Vlad. It does tell me that the Blue Jays are still probably concerned about his conditioning, especially trying to run late. Because like you look at Vlad Guerrero and like he has enough speed, he's probably all right. But the times when he's injured himself, the times when he's been hurt enough to worry the Blue Jays organization seem to be when he's running. And I think you're gonna see that, especially with Alan Hansen and Socrates Brito still on this roster, and essentially they're here for their wheels. So that's probably going to be a pattern. If Vlad gets a hit late, he's probably not going to run out the rest of his hit, especially if the Blue Jays are in a close game. So, it's a mix. I think the biggest thing to take away actually from Vlad's debut weekend is that he looked comfortable defensively at the major league level, and that was a big concern, right? Like Mark Shapiro, like, yeah, we want to make sure he's playing at a high level before we bring him up here. We want to make sure he can handle third base. I think he passed that test so far. Oakland wasn't hitting a lot of hot shots towards him, but what he had to play, he played very well. So at least from that perspective, he's already showing he's a major leaguer in that facet of the game. He's not Lourdes Gurriel just throwing balls all over the place. So the Blue Jays can take that away and take it on the road to Los Angeles and Texas, which Texas is gonna be fun. It's why I'm staying up as late as I am right now, just kind of preparing my body just to be up to handle West Coast games. And it helps that I have to do it for my other job. But main thing is that I will continue to be awake to see what Vlad Jr. can do on the road now that he's got his debut set out of the way. Now that, he's going on the road with the team. We'll see what he can do then. We can say it's been successful so far. Blue Jays are 3-0 since they called him up. So that's something. We'll talk about how they managed to get the 3-0 after this break. But first, just a reminder that Locked On Blue Jays is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Because hiring's challenging, but there's one place where you can go where it's simple, fast, and smart. It's a place where growing businesses go to get connected to qualified candidates, and that's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't just do that. That's something anyone can do. What ZipRecruiter does is they use powerful matching technology to scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. And it's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site the very first day. Like that's so quick. I can post for an editor and get an instant response the next day. Gonna be tough to find someone willing to accept the pay I'm offering, but if anyone's gonna do it, it's ZipRecruiter. So right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free just by going to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. You just spell out LockedOn. So that's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. It's the smartest way to hire.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, we are back. So I'm going to focus on the hitting that the Blue Jays did get, not just from Vlad Guerrero Jr. in that Oakland series. We're going to look at the pitching more tomorrow in our early morning episode. Kind of the preview for the Angels series. So, by the time you're hearing this, the other one will probably be out. So you can just, double up, go back to back, and just have a full appreciation for what exactly the Blue Jays just did to the Oakland Athletics, because it's pretty wild. The Blue Jays sweeping an American League opponent like that especially one that had playoff aspirations like Oakland did, is almost unheard of for this organization. Especially to do it to a team that blanked them 7-0 last year. Like that was part of the whole thing with the Blue Jays. Like, oh, they're so good. If they didn't just play Boston and New York and Tampa Bay and Oakland, they'd be a playoff team. Which, I'm sorry, playoff teams beat those teams. But what they did to Oakland this weekend was just a culmination of, again, factors we haven't seen for this Blue Jays team all season. Like, this was actually the first time that the Blue Jays have swept a season series from an American League opponent in 11 seasons. The last team they did that to was Minnesota in 2008, which, it's been a long time since Toronto's been that ruthless to a team. And not to say they didn't do it without help either. They did need extra innings, much like against Oakland, to get two of those wins against Minnesota, one of which was a walk-off. So there are similarities there, but just the efficiency that the Blue Jays were able to rip apart that Oakland pitching staff. And like they got contributions from guys who they needed to start getting contributions from. The obvious guy to point out was Brandon Drury, who had the big walk-off home run on Friday to basically bail out Joe Biagini for blowing that game. But seeing Drury come up there and do that, and then doing it again in the bottom of the 11th on Sunday, that 3-run home run to tie the game. It just I posited this on Twitter that Drury looked like he was swinging freer, like he didn't have to look over his shoulder at Vlad Jr. coming up and knowing that he had to perform to try and keep Vlad Jr. down. So having him up now and having that kind of weight lifted, I don't know if it's freed Drury up a little bit, but he definitely seems to have found his swing, which would be so great for the Blue Jays to have at the bot on the bottom half of the order, because we've said that bottom half has been a wasteland. Whenever you put Socrates Brito or Alan Hansen in there, it's a wasteland. You're not going to get anything good out of it. So if Drury can start hitting like this, McKinney's trying to find himself a little bit. If you can get those guys active again, that will complement the top of the lineup, which, again, Eric Sogard just has a vendetta against Oakland, which I know he started his career there. I know he was supposed to be the face of the franchise at second base, and I know Oakland unceremoniously dumped him, and he had to wait a year and resurface with Milwaukee because of the injuries. But just the sheer ferocity with which he attacked Oakland pitching on the weekend. He's already tied his career high in home runs because he was able to crank Mike Fiers and he was able to crank Chris Bassett. Only mistake Chris Bassett has made this season was to Eric Sogard, who I don't know how he's doing it. Like, he was 6 for 11 in that series. Like, he managed to score 4 runs. He had the 3 RBIs, 2 of them coming off the solo home runs. He's batting 415. This is not sustainable, obviously, but Eric Sogard's been the kind of guy who's been able to have these stretches where he just kind of catches lightning and just goes with it. Like, I mostly remember 2017 when he was with Milwaukee and just had a run where he was absolutely on fire. And I ended up picking him up on my fantasy team, just like, hey, he's a shortstop who's hitting. I need one of those. but is it sustainable? Absolutely not. He's not Ted Williams. He's not Mike Trout. He's not that kind of guy. He's going to come back down to earth, and it's going to suck, especially if he's still in the leadoff spot when it happens, because that's just not great for anyone there. But just watching what he's been able to do, it's been fun. Like he was the first bolt of energy, really, for the Blue Jays when he came up, and he seized hold of that leadoff spot that had been a sore spot all year for a team that could not create anything on offense, and he just made it his own. And I'm sure the Blue Jays are more than content to just absolutely ride it while it lasts. Because, like I said, he started so hot in that season with Milwaukee in 2017. He was batting 414 as late as June 8th. That's how good he was. But as he's shown, it kind of tails off. So, again, enjoy Eric Sogard while we can. He's definitely not going to be able to keep this up. But while he's here and while he's hitting angry, just let it ride. Because it does help to have that guy there. And, you know, speaking of hitters, so Justin Smoke, batting second experiment. I understand it because he has the second highest OPS on this team. But once Freddie Galvis is set to return to action, he should bump down. And Sogard will probably play second. Drury will probably be relegated to the bench or right field because, you know, I don't need to see Socrates Brito or Alan Hansen out there. I'd rather have Teoscar Hernandez out there just swinging away, whatever he wants to do. He being left, Billy McKinney being right. But I'd still rather that. So, you know, that'll help fix things once Galvis is ready for, you know, full action. Looked like he was all right when he came in on Sunday in the extra innings game. So we'll probably see him starting tomorrow in Los Angeles, which will be great. But that will be the interesting thing, how the lineup kind of looks after that. Maybe Vlad does drop down to the sixth spot. Maybe it's a little easier for him there. Maybe they want to keep him fifth and just drop Smoke into the four hole, just kind of keep the balance, so teams can't play matchup. But those are questions that will be answered tomorrow and discussed tomorrow on the podcast, because we are out of time on today's episode of Locked On Blue Jays, which, just a reminder, is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. You know, it's the smartest way to hire. That's the catchphrase. They're still new to us, so I'm doing my best. So just a reminder, go to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon to try it for free and get your resume out there, get your job out there, whatever you need to do. So a reminder, if you're not subscribed to Locked On Jays, why not? You can do so on Himalaya, which is a curated podcast app that actually picks out podcasts that you might enjoy. You can go on Spotify and not stream Taylor Swift's new song because it's terrible. You can go on Stitcher. You can go on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. You can download it to your device. You can go into your car and say, hey, device, play Locked On Jays, and it'll play while you're in the car. You can listen to this tomorrow morning, which, you know, it's coming soon here, I realize, but I'm sorry, my schedule is what it is. It's a little weird, still dealing with it, but we'll try and have it ironed out. But I like doing these late night ones with you anyway, because, you know, feels kind of edgy. So I feel like I should have the red light and, like, a stifter of brandy or something. Just like, ah, yes, Eric Sogard. Oh, it's tasty. Oh, I'm so bad at being rich. Anyway, I'm rambling. Maybe that's the side effect of doing these late night ones. Anyway, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com. I've been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to tonight's episode, and y'all take care.